is listening. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The U.S. economy continues growing at a healthy pace. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Government figures released last week show strong consumer spending helped the economy grow at a 2.8% pace from July through September. Even though many American voters complained about the economy, it's proving surprisingly durable, and President-elect Trump will inherit a generally healthy economy. One sticking point, though, is inflation. Prices are about 20% higher than they were after Joe Biden took office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is threatening 100% tariffs against a bloc of nine nations if they act to undermine the U.S. dollar. His threat directed at countries in the so-called BRIC alliance, which include Brazil, Russia, India, China, as well as South Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates. Mr. Trump says he wants a commitment from the bloc that it will not try to create a new currency. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran plans to resume working on its nuclear development. Here's correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
This raises further tension over Tehran's program as it enriches at near weapons grade levels. The notice from the IAEA only mentions enriching uranium with the new centrifuges to 5% purity. That's far lower than the 60% it currently does, and likely signals Iran wants to negotiate with the West and the incoming Trump administration.
The State Department has responded to Iran's move by saying that the U.S. is, quote, deeply concerned about Iran's decision to choose the path of continued escalation. First big snowfall of the season is on the ground in parts of New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and there could be more to come. It's making for a hectic holiday travels weekend. People are trying to get back from Thanksgiving. National Weather Service says the Great Lakes, Plains, and Midwest regions could get more this week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trump's victory is just the first battle. The deep state stranglehold on our economy took 50 years to build, and they won't let it go without fighting. The damage runs deeper than most Americans realize. A corrupt monetary system, a national debt exploding beyond control, a crumbling dollar. The deep state spent 50 years rigging our system. Now their economic time bomb is nearly unstoppable. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bennett. I'm here to remind you, you are not powerless. Throughout history, gold has been a safe haven from economic corruption. My trusted allies at Birch Gold Group know this. That's why they help Americans diversify their IRAs and 401ks into gold. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold IRAs. Text the word PREPARE to 989898 right now. Don't let 50 years of globalist sabotage destroy your savings. Text the word PREPARE to the number 989898 and protect your hard-earned savings. Again, that's PREPARE to 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
Results from Ireland's elections suggest the two dominant center-right parties will likely form a new government. If they do, it will be a reduced vote share for them, and after complex coalition negotiations. Incumbent governing parties Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil and left-of-center opposition Sinn Féin are jostling to see who will win the most of the seats in the 174 parliament. Sinn Féin lacks a clear path to power because the other two parties say they won't work with it. Negotiations on a treaty to end plastic pollution at a close now in South Korea as nations continue debating whether part of that should be putting limits on plastic production. The negotiators spent all of yesterday trying to reach agreement behind closed doors, but they couldn't do it, said they'll have to come back to it in the future. A growing number of countries said in South Korea they want to limit the world's total plastic production. That's a red line for countries that make a lot of the stuff. News and analysis at townhall.com. Catalogs, like everything else, are changing.
Retailers hope to go big this holiday season, but customers may notice the catalogs are smaller. Many have been scaled down to save on postage. In a sign of the times, the American Catalog Mailers Association has rebranded itself as the American Commerce Marketing Association. Experts do say catalogs help retailers cut through the noise and still hold their own in value. That's because of the growing digital advertising cost. Jason Walker reporting.
Lou Carnesecca has passed away. The excitable St. John's basketball coach, whose outlandish sweaters became an emblem of his team's rousing Final Four run in 1985, was 99 years old. The university says Carnesecca, quote, endeared himself to generations of New Yorkers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
A clearing trend will take place this afternoon to start off December with a high of 43 and then some clouds this evening. Overnight, a clear sky with a low of 23. Plenty of sun tomorrow and windy with a high of 41 and some sunshine with gusty winds at times out of the northwest on Tuesday as the high approaches 43 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey, it's GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week, they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m. Exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. It's so good to welcome in the first day of December. Little chilly weather out there. But I want to tell you that, you know what, it's a good time to sell your house. Yeah, I know people say, no, you've got to wait till the spring. But if you put your house on the market now, if your house is on the market now, you've got reduced competition. Some homeowners will even say, we're going to take our properties off the market, you know, for December. And I say, okay, but your house definitely will not sell if it's off the market. It may sell if it's on the market. Think about it. The situation can work in your advantage, as your home will stand out more as the quieter market compared to the crowded spring market. By listing during this time, you may attract serious buyers who are highly motivated to find a home. Think, the people who are out looking at properties in December when it's cold, when they've got other things to do, are motivated buyers. So don't give up. Again, what I've always said, the best time to sell your house is when you and the house are ready. And the holiday season just might stir feelings of warmth and togetherness. Families getting together, sitting around saying, oh, we need a bigger place or we need a smaller place. And that's when they think about, do we need a bigger dining room? Do we need more bedrooms? Maybe the younger people would say, hey, it's time for us to do the holidays. The timing offers may offer some tax benefits for buyers who are looking to close on a home by the end of the year. And believe it or not, we can still can close by the end of the year. We've got several properties right now that will be closing, and wow, that will be in less than 30 days we will be going to closing. So there's some other things. Maybe during this time, the holiday season, people have flexible schedules. That can work to your advantage. Buyers may be available for showings during days surrounding these holiday festivities. People from out of town may be coming in. They can show the relatives the house. And in December, a lot of time, the communities have wonderful holiday events, and you can showcase your properties around those local holiday celebrations, maybe parades or winter scenery, and maybe you can advertise your property to coincide with those events to show off your house at this time. Also in December, there are serious buyers. They are eager to start their year fresh. They want to make January another prime time for real estate. So a lot of times people will say, well, we're going to wait till the first of the year to put our house on the market. Again, if you've got your house on the market in December, you are a jump ahead of those that are going to put it on in January. So it may not seem like the most traditional time to sell a house, but it can offer unique advantages for sellers, ones that are willing to embrace the season. You've heard me before. The end of the year for me is my favorite time for listing. Many of the agents have already stopped working. People are on vacation. And the only people out there that are looking at homes are the ones that are very, very serious. So don't let a holiday season, don't let it stop you from listing the house. If you and if your house are both ready, questions about buying, questions about selling, questions about how to get your home on the market, please give me a call. You can reach us right now on the show at 410-922-6680. And we have got some homes that I want to tell you about that are on the market right now. Gorgeous home on Bywood, which is in Green Spring Valley, which is a gated community. This is a very exciting contemporary. It's sitting on over 2 acres of wooded land. It's got parking with six cars, a garage is for six cars. That alone would make you want to come see it. It's in a gated community, and it has expansive decks all the way around the house. So much so that every single room on the first level, and there are a lot of them, open up to that deck. There are high ceilings. There are dramatic angles. It is bright. It is airy. The light comes pouring in. I love the architectural details of this home. If you love contemporary, if you like homes with high ceilings and angles and wood and natural materials and lots of glass, this might be for you. It also has a phenomenal kitchen. It has a huge granite island, which also is a breakfast bar, can seat at least six people. Attached to that is a huge family room with a fireplace. And next to that is an open high ceiling sunroom. What a beautiful place to entertain, to have Sunday brunches, to have access to the deck right at the same times. And it just isn't just your normal regular house. It's a retreat. It just shows the beauty and the unique elegance of such a special property. So if you're looking for a lifestyle that prioritizes relaxation and comfort, this extraordinary property at 1805 Bywood Lanes in Stevenson is not to be missed. If you're working with a real estate agent, have them give me a call so we can get you into this property. If you want more information on this property, call me 410-530-2400. I just love bringing on new and very exciting and different properties. So if you're thinking about buying an unusual property, if you think you've got an unusual property that may be a little bit hard to sell, give me a call. I may have buyers that are already waiting for them. Many of my buyers right now have been waiting for months to find the right property. We have found quite a few this year for them. Happy. Some of them are already in their house, more going to settlement this month and next month. So they have been patient and waiting. We've had people who've only been looking for a couple of weeks. When they called, they said, we don't know if we want to move. Well, we think we want to move, but we don't know where. We don't know if we want to go to assisted living, or whether we want to buy a condo, or whether we want to buy, we just don't know. I said, let's talk about it. And we went out and we started looking at condos, because by the time we got together, they had ruled out the fact that they did not want to go to assisted or adult living. So we started with condos. Where do you start with condos? Well, you think about what area you want to live in, what street you want to be, the amenities. So we started off looking in a smaller complex of condos. And they really thought that's where they wanted to go. We advertised, I need condos in this development. If you've got anything, let me know. Lo and behold, a really gorgeous unit came up, but in a different location, one that they'd not even considered. So I said, you know what? We've got nothing to lose. Let's go take a look at it, even though it's bigger than you wanted, it's not in the area that you wanted, and it is relatively more expensive than what you wanted. Let's go take a look at it anyhow. And they said, fine. We made an appointment. We went in. We walked into that front door, and both of them, you could see by the smiles on their faces, they were home. They were thrilled. I was thrilled. And I knew that this was a hot property. It had just hit the market. I didn't want them to wait to take to put a contract in. But I also have a rule that I don't want somebody purchasing a property that has not seen it more than once. So how did I overcome that? I sent them out. I said, go check out the building. Go downstairs. Look at the exercise room. Go look at the mail room. Go look at all the amenities in the building. And when you're finished that, come on back up here. And they did. They went out. They talked to the front desk personnel. They talked to the maintenance people. They talked to the doorman. They came back, rang the bell. I said, come on in. So this was now their second visit. I said, okay, you have met my criteria. You've now seen the place twice. What do you want to do? And they said, let's put an offer in it. Now, that entire amount of time from the time I got the phone call, we went looking for properties, was maybe not more than 2 or 3 weeks. And that was a treat. We go to settlement on that one in probably, I think we're going right after the beginning of the year. Very, very, very exciting. And this was a couple who'd been in their house for 30, 40 years, and they are ready to move in to their new home within a very, very short time. If you're thinking about buying a home, if you're thinking about selling a home, if you've got any questions about it, if you've heard horror stories about real estate, let's talk about it. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400, or you can call me right now at 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome at homerome.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Wake up to the latest news and sports, plus traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker and a jolt of opinion on the most important issues of the day. It's the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About
About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate and Margaret Rome. And before the break, I was talking to you about how this couple bought a home in 2 weeks. That doesn't always happen, not without having some preparation. Before we had gone out, we knew the price range. We knew what they were comfortable spending. We knew where their earnest money was coming from. We knew how much they would need. All of these things are crucial. If you need a loan, then you have to be in touch with that lender. Find out if you're qualified. Have paperwork so that if you do find that a perfect home, when you find that perfect home, you are ready to put a contract in very quickly, like we were. Make sure that you know what you're going to be doing with the home that you're living in. Can you purchase a new home without selling that one? If not, why are you out there looking unless you're planning to put a contingency on your own home that somebody's got to wait until you find a home before you can move forward? Again, also, many of the times when I'm looking for homes, many of the times when buyers and sellers are out there looking for properties, it's the real estate agents that know about it. And when we cooperate along with the other agents, when we're effective with our communication, all the agents involved can make the process smoother. So when we share insights and feedback and we tell each other, I have a property that's got a six-car garage, and somebody else says, well, I've got a property with a first floor bedrooms and is handicapped accessible, I may say, oh, great, I've got somebody for that. So again, the real estate professionals are helping find homes for you. It's not just on the internet. Frequently, by the time that you see that home on the internet, it's already sold. Again, in order to get things moving that quickly, you have to have everything lined up. I mentioned the lender. You've got to have a title company. Make sure the deed is in proper. It's all up to date. There are no liens against it. And a reliable title company is going to assure that clear title. Make sure that as soon as you go under contract, that contract is immediately sent to the chosen title company of your choice. And it's also just as important, as I mentioned before, to have an attentive lender. It's important to work with that lender who was prompt in answering questions. Who's available? Last night I needed a question answered by a lender in the middle of a transaction. I know it was a holiday weekend. I texted him, and within the hour called me back, had the answer to my questions. You don't get that with lenders that you don't know, that you don't work with. And then as soon as the offer is accepted, that's when the work begins. That's when you start coordinating everything, get the earnest money in, get the home inspection schedule, assess the condition of the property. All of these things are needed to assist the buyer in selecting the best people around you. And those are inspectors, those are attorneys, those are lenders. Maybe they need someone to move, to clean the house out, to fix the house up. All of those things have to be coordinated in that time. And there is so much to do. I'm committed to guiding you through each step of the process, but together, let's ensure that it's handled efficiently and that you can move into that new home with peace of mind. I know many of you talk about when you moved, when you sell, when your kids moved or sell, that you had a nightmare, a bad settlement. That is not the norm. The norm is that it should all go very, very, very smoothly. And it is, it should be a fun process, even though it's a very stressful property. It's probably the biggest financial purchase that you're going to make, that most people are going to make in their lives. So that's what I wanted to share with you is if you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling, that you start preparing long before you're actually ready and have to make that move. And I want to tell you about a few other properties that I have. I just got a new listing. This is for someone who might need a small place. If you need a one bedroom with a den, if you need a home that your one payment covers all of your monthly fees, heat, air conditioning, all of those things, plus you have a doorman, plus you have garage parking, plus you have a front door person. I have a property that's coming on the market probably beyond this week. It's a first one bedroom with den. It's in the Imperial, which is at 3601 Clark's Lane. It is a corner unit, which means it's very bright. There is a 22-foot sunken living dining room area. What's nice about the brightness of this entire condo is the size of the windows. They go from the floor up, and that brings a lot more light in the condo. It's also got an updated kitchen. I think everything in there was redone less than 5 years ago, and within the building, there is a huge club room, party room, perfect for entertaining, watching the Ravens game, or just enjoying time with friends, or maybe you've got a weekly card game. There's lots and lots of room within this community center, and that is also on the first floor. And one of the nicest things about this property is how convenient it is located right to the plaza, one block away. So for shopping, for walking, for there's fast food places, there's a Giant grocery store. All of these make this condo at 3601 Clark's Lane and 21215 very desirable. If you're thinking about moving to a large one-bedroom condo, give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Or if you're working with an agent, please have them give me a call at 410-530-2400. And maybe we can get you into the condo of your choice or the home of your choice right away. You don't have to wait until the new year. Any questions about that, don't hesitate about giving me a call. Another really unique property that I have is a co-op. It is in the 11 Slade co-op. It is a top floor, a penthouse. It's unit 906. It's got gorgeous views of the country club. When they have fireworks, you have front row seat. It's a three-bedroom, unusual, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath penthouse, skylights. It has large eat-in kitchen with a side-by-side fridge and an ice maker and double ovens, and there's a separate door from the kitchen to the hallway. There's a door to the balcony. The balcony is like 25, 26 feet long. The living room, dining room is longer. It's about 37 feet long, and it's so big with all the windows going all the way across the space, that there's even room if you wanted to put another wall up and make it a fourth bedroom. You've still got enough space in this living dining room area. The primary suite is a standout. It has an accessible walk-in tub and shower, and the primary bedroom is roomy, lots of closets, and there's another full bath and a half bath. There's a laundry room, and again, with this co-op, the condo fees cover the water and the heat and the air conditioning and the taxes, security, valet parking, a front desk lobby, a second elegant lobby with a fireplace and a large patio. And they also have rooms for overnight guests. Note that this one, this co-op, this penthouse co-op, is a cash-only building. And in the same building, we've got a studio apartment, all the amenities that the big one has, but it's much, much smaller. If you can use a smaller co-op, but one that you can have the security of the security and this all the maintenance being included in that, give me a call. This one is on the sixth floor, and I would be happy to share that with you. So again, if you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling, give me a call. We've got lots of properties to talk about. We've got lots of properties that people are thinking about selling but haven't made their decision yet. It's interesting, for months now, maybe 6 months, I had a couple, a family that was looking for a home. And they had a list of what they wanted in the home. It needed to be first floor, it needed to be handicapped accessible, it needed to have some land around it, it needed a lot of unique features, it needed to be different than the regular houses. They didn't want a cookie cutter. They wanted a unique property. They wanted at least five bedrooms. They wanted it to be pet friendly. They wanted to be away from traffic. We looked for weeks. We looked for months. We looked for most of a year. And finally, a property came up. Never really hit the market. We were able to get in to see it right away. It was the perfect house. And this family, after working for over a year to find the perfect house, actually will be moving in next week. So it is exciting. Things do happen at this time of the year. People buy, people sell, people move, people have good times, and they are enjoying the real estate market. If you've got any questions about it, you can give us a call right now, 410-922-6680.
The high temperature on this first day of December headed to 43 as sun breaks through the clouds. And then tonight there will be an increase in cloud cover during the evening. Clearing will take place after midnight with a low of 23. For Monday, to start off the week, plenty of sunshine with gusty winds out of the northwest and a high around 41. A clear sky on Monday night with a low dipping down to 25. And temperatures will stay cool for Tuesday with sunshine, winds gusting out of the northwest at times, and a high temperature eventually hitting 43 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have give those who haven't, oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Join us for the Boomy Temple Shriners Festival of Trees, December 5th through the 8th at their shrine in Rosedale at 5050 King Avenue. 40 decorated trees will be raffled off to help keep the lights on. This family-friendly event will feature over 20 vendors, a train garden, face painting, children's press, plus local school choirs, bands, and breakfast with Santa on Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Get more info at boomyshriner.org. This message is made possible by the Minuteman Press Rosedale.
Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome and All About Real Estate. I've got houses to tell you about. I've got houses that I need. Listen in. Take down my number. If you have any things or are interested in any of these things, give me a call. 410-530-2400. I've got a really beautiful home in the Stevenson area on Winterset Avenue, which is right inside the Beltway, Beltway Exit 21. It's large on four levels. It's a four-level split. It has a total on all four levels of about 5,000 square feet. Perfect way if you've got a large family or you like to entertain or you've got company. Gives everybody some room. They can be in a different level. The one level where the family room and the fireplace also has another bedroom and a bathroom. That is level walk-in so that if you needed that accessibility for someone, you could have it. Usually when you have a split level, there are steps in, there are steps out. There's no way to maneuver the house without the steps. This one's a little bit different. This one has got a huge addition, great room, family room, whatever you want to call it. They expanded the kitchen. You could put a couple of dining room tables, long ones, in there if you wanted. You could set it up as a family room combination kitchen. It is glorious. It's got high ceilings. It's got lots of light. It has a granite island, and it has top-of-the-line stainless steel appliances. There are sliders from the kitchen out to a huge, spacious deck. The grounds are beautifully manicured. Landscaping was very important to this family. And some of the other things that they have, other than it just being a pretty house and in the location you may like, some of the things it also has that are really important. It's got a whole house generator. I don't know about you guys, but a couple of nights ago, we had a power outage, and I looked around the neighborhood, and yep, it was dark, but not my house, not with the generator. That is a real positive thing to have. It also has two efficient gas hot water heaters, and it also has a very large lower level that presents endless possibilities. So if you wanted lots of room, if you wanted office spaces, you've got it. In addition, you've got a two-car side-loading garage, and next to that is a covered patio, which could be enclosed, it could be left open to use as the patio, or you could actually, because it's got concrete floor and it's next to the double car garage, if you wanted, if you needed, it could be made into a third car garage. So lots of good things in this house. It's near the Beltway. It is, the address, if I didn't mention to you, is at 7918 Winterset Avenue. And if you have a desire to see it, give me a call. If you're working with a real estate agent, work through them, have them call me, and maybe we can get you in this home if this is one that interests you. So we've got a few homes there to tell you about. Let me tell you about a few houses and properties that I need. I've got more buyers than I've got homes to sell. I've got buyers that have been waiting for months. I have, I think, one gal who's probably been looking for a year. Here are some of the things that we need. I need a home in the Elk Ridge, Columbia, Ellicott City area. It must have accessibility. It must have four bedrooms and a garage. So if you've got a home in that area, Elk Ridge, Ellicott City, Columbia, that's a rancher with a garage that's accessible, give me a call. Agents, if you are listening, give me a call. I've got a buyer who is ready to go right away. She is a wonderful nurse, and she is helping family members who need that accessibility. So if you've got a home, if you got homes anywhere that are ranchers with a two-car garage and accessibility, I've got buyers for them. But this is a very special one who needs it immediately. I also need a home on about an acre of land with a garage, private area. They need an in-law suite. They'd like it to be private, and they'd like it in the Frederick, Annapolis area. A little bit out of my area, but that's what we do. Real estate agents help each other find properties for the their clients. And I also need a stone and glass rancher with a garage. Very contemporary. You can never have too much stone or too much glass. If it had a gym, that would be wonderful. If it has a basement, it's okay, but we'll accept a home without a basement if it's stone and glass and rancher and extra rooms. Give me a call. I've got a buyer that is I have buyers that are ready for all of these right now as we speak. One other one that I need is I need a townhouse in the 21209 area, preferably around the falls. But if you've got a nice three-level condo in that Green Spring Falls Road area, I've got a buyer who is ready to purchase that, and I'm excited to be working with all of them. Sometimes it gets a little bit frustrating because they can't quite find what they want. And if anybody who has worked and looked for a home knows how frustrating that can be on paper. It looks absolutely wonderful. Oh, we're going to run out. It's got the right amount of bedrooms. It's got the right amount of bathrooms. It's on the kind of lot we want. And yet when we get there, it is nothing like we expected. It is on a main highway. It's got a farm next to it with animals on it, all kinds of things. So just looking at things on the internet and looking at pictures is not enough to go buy a house. Before you make an appointment to see any home, please go drive by it so that you're not wasting the time of the sellers, your own time, your real estate agent's time, the listing agent's time. You can rule out an awful lot by going to see locations. And if it's not the right location, it's probably not going to be the right house. So again, make sure before you make that appointment to see a specific home that you've just read about it, go to the area and take a look at it. With that, we will be right back. You are listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in five easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend, Retire Smart Maryland Radio, Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week, they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m., exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. All About Real Estate, Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. So many times I get calls from you, or people will say, I'd like to sell my house, but I have no idea how to even begin to get it ready. Let me give you just a couple of tips, and these are not only good tips for getting your home ready to sell. If you've got your house on the market, market. They're good tips for getting ready for a home inspector. You certainly don't want the home inspector scared as they come through the house. So first, I think it's the unspoken. Get your house clean. Start with general maintenance, cleaning, declutter it. Make sure that if something's broken, you fix it. Make sure your light fixtures and your bulbs are working, especially in places like stairwells or basements where it may not be that well lit, and closets. Make sure the bulbs are working in there so that when you're showing the house, it will show very good, very good. And, you know, you open a closet door and there's no light. It's just a closet. Sometimes, get those lights on is what I'm trying to say. Also, small things like check your doors, check your windows. Do they open and close? Do they latch? Do they lock properly? Remember that an inspector is going to do that. They're going to open your windows. They're going to open all the doors. They're going to close all the doors. They're going to find out if they close properly, if they lock properly. These are all small things, but important things that when these things are all working, that it you come out. The buyers and the inspector feel the home has been really maintained. Also, like around your furnace, make sure you've got a stack of furnace filters and make sure the one that's in there is clean. Again, that shows a sign that your home is being well taken care of. As far as painting, check everything. Check the surfaces inside and out. Some cosmetic issues, just addressing them can help maintain that impression of being well kept. You know, if you've got lots of pictures and you're taking them off the wall, again, think about whether you're going to leave all those holes in the wall or whether you're going to do the right thing and patch them and fix them all. As far as your bathrooms, make sure your plumbing fixtures are working. Make sure that all your toilets flush properly. There should be no leaks under the sink. Go ahead, open it up, take a look at it. If you're handy, clean the faucet aerators to improve your water pressure because some people find that sediment builds up and it's not the water pressure, it's that it's not getting through. At the same time, check your drains in the house. Check your drains, for instance, in your stairwells, any drains, laundry tubs, sinks, etc., if there are slow ones, take care of them. Again, if you've got slow drains, it could indicate deeper sewer issues. You don't want that perception to be made. Also, so many things. Make sure that your heat is working, and if it's cool and in the summer, if it's summertime, make sure your air conditioning units are operational. So these are just a few of the items that you need to think about when you're getting ready to put your home on the market, when you're getting ready for home inspections, and lots of people get very, very uptight, very nervous, panic, because what is that home inspector going to find? When you take care of these things, you rest a little bit easier. If you've got questions about anything relating to real estate, if you want to see a property, if you want to sell a property, you can always reach me after the show, 410-530-2400, and happy December to everybody. Enjoy this cold weather, and we will see you next week on All About Real Estate.
And now, more. AM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.